forever. Amen? Amen, amen. So no matter what we're going through, good or bad, God offers us a joy, you know, that is not dependent on any circumstance, but on Him alone. Amen? Amen. So let's pray. Lord God, we just thank You, Lord, for this afternoon that You've gathered us here, O Lord, as one body to worship You, O Lord, to sing praises to Your name, O Lord. Lord, we just pray, O Lord, that nothing distract us, O Lord, from just worshiping You, O Lord, with all that we have, O God. And Lord, we just humbly ask, O Lord, that You draw us near to You, O Lord, this afternoon, O Lord. We declare that You are good, that You are holy, O God, and that You are worthy of all praise, O God. So right now, we just want to worship You, O Lord, and we just want to give You all the glory. And all this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's worship.
Rejoice and be glad in this is where I believe that You are more than enough for me.
You are faithful.
You are faithful to Your promise. You are strong when I'm standing in Your presence. I have everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh my soul, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Jesus.
Jesus, come what may. You are worthy of all my praise. You are faithful to Your promise. You are strong when I am weak. When I'm standing in Your presence, I have everything I need. The joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Joy of the Lord,
the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Sing, oh my soul, oh my soul, bless His name. All that is within me say, the joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Let it rise up.
Overflowing, Holy Spirit.
joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. No, my soul, no, my soul, bless his name. No, that is within,
oh, my soul.
No, my soul, bless his name. No, that is within me, say. No, my soul, bless his name. No, joy of the Lord, the joy of the Lord is my strength. Oh, 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 oh,
let's continue to worship our God and declare his name, that Jesus, he's our Savior, he's our Redeemer. Want to continue to lift your name, O Lord, in this place, O God. Lord, for you are worthy of everything that we can give. You are worthy of all the praise that we can give, O God. And even more, O Lord. And right now, we just want to praise you with all that we have.
A thousand generations falling down and worship, to sing the song of ages to the Lamb. And all who've gone before us, and all who will believe, will sing the song of ages to the Lamb. We sing your name. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. And all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. And the angels cry, creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. If you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, the song forever to the Lamb.
If you walk in freedom,
if you walk in freedom, and if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the Lamb.
We'll sing the song.
Sing the song. Creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever.
Hear your people sing, O Lord.
Hear your people sing. Your name is the highest. Your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. And above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all. We sing your name. Your name. Yes, your name is the greatest. Your name stands above them all. We declare above all thrones and dominions, all powers and positions. Your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, Lord. You will always be.
Hallelujah, church. Let's sing it one more time, and this time to make it from the bottom of our hearts to our lips. Hallelujah. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. One more time, how great is our God. How great is our God. Sing with me, how great is our God. And all will see how great is our God. And you have the name above all names. Name above all names, you are worthy of all praise, and my heart will sing how great is our God. Again, declare it, name above all names. You're the name above names. You are worthy of all praise. And my heart will sing how great is our God. Oh, yes, glory. Yes, Lord, we declare you are great. You are truly great, Lord. And your name is above every name. And that name is worthy. That name is holy. Worthy of all praises. Worthy of our worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we worship you, Lord. We exalt you here in our midst, Lord. But no one else deserves this but you alone, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, oh hallelujah, yes Lord, truly you are a great God, and you have the name above every other name. Your name is power, your name is might. Your name is majestic. Your name is holy. Your name is magnificent. Your name is above every other name. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Just now we sang about the greatness of our God and Jesus himself. And one thing that makes him great is by having the name which is above and greater above every other name. In Philippians 2, 9 to 11, we read that Jesus has that name, the name that is above every other name. And it says like this, therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every other name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. And every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. In this passage, ano sa palagay ninyo ang naisabihin ni Paul when he said, God gave Jesus the name that is above every other name? He actually appeals to all of us to develop an attitude of humility, to emulate the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the example and the ultimate model of humility. If we read back the preceding verses 6 and 9, we will understand that Jesus, who is God and who has always been God, did not hold tightly to his position of equality with God. Instead, he emptied himself to nothing. Jesus serves as the ultimate example of humility by voluntarily relinquishing his divine status to become a human servant and ultimately obeying God by dying on the cross for humanity. His humility is shown through serving others, identifying with the marginalized, and submitting to God's will rather than seeking status. And as a result, God exalted him to the highest place of honor. Jesus, who stooped down low, was raised by the Father to his glorious position in heaven. The name that is above all names is the supreme name, the divine name of our Lord. And this name acknowledges Jesus Christ's absolute lordship as divine King of the universe, and it brings with it the right to be worshipped. And this greatness, exemplified through humility, is made known to us to teach what a believer should live his life as he aspires betterment from his present position or situation. Take note of this. Humility is the true greatness. Humility is the foundation of true greatness. So my brothers and sisters, the call to us is to stay grounded, stay humble. We can achieve it by serving without recognition, by prioritizing others, by admitting our need for God, and by embracing obedience. Let us all pray. Father, we just want to thank you for giving us the Lord Jesus and for giving him the name that is above every name. And through that name, Lord, we were able to recognize, Lord, your goodness, your power, your might, and your love in our individual lives, oh God. And even here in our midst, Lord, as we keep singing, Lord, as we keep shouting our praises and worship to you, Father, we you are being exalted, Lord, here in our midst. We are in you, Lord. We are exalting you, for truly there's no one else who deserves this but you alone, our God. So, Father, be with us even to the last minute of this service and be exalted all throughout. Father, we give you all the glory, the honor, and praises alone, for truly you're the only one who deserves it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Everyone, let us prepare our hearts po to give to our God. But before that, can we greet one another po muna? Yan, praise be to God. May I invite everyone po to read with me in Proverbs chapter 11 verses 18 to 19 in ESV version. The wicked earns deceptive wages, but one who sows righteousness gets a sure reward. Whoever is steadfast in righteousness will live, but he who pursues evil will die. Let our response be, today, as we give, we recognize that everything we possess originates from God, our ultimate provider. Our offerings to the Lord represent seeds of righteousness, obedience, and faith. Let's aim to honor Him through our generosity. May we give with sincere hearts, trusting that our lives and resources ultimately belong to Him. Let us all pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our provider. Thank you for the opportunity to give, and thank you, Lord, for the wisdom of your word, for guiding us to live in righteousness and to walk faithfully in your ways. Lord, guide our hearts to give sacrificially in obedience to your word. May we honor you through our giving as a seed of righteousness, a testament of our faith and gratitude. May you multiply these gifts for the furtherance of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Mga kapatid, tayo po ay magbigay ng may kagalakan at pagtitiwala sa Panginoon.
Amen. Hallelujah. And now we will welcome our first-timers. But before we do that, we would like to recognize those who had come for the second or third time. Pakitaas lang po yung inyong mga kamay. Salamat po sa pagbalik. Salamat po doon sa mga bumalik. And hopefully, we pray na you consider the Living Word Fellowship as your home church while staying in Singapore. Amen. Amen. At nice po nating i-welcome yung ating first-timer. Nag-iisa lang po siya. At as I call out your name, maaari po ba namin hilingan na kayo ay manatiling nakatayo at nais po namin kayong ipatangin at nais po namin kayo i-welcome the Living Word Way. Let's welcome Rose Alonso. Tayo lang po. Welcome po to the Living Word Fellowship. But in any case po na meron pong timer na hindi lang nakuha yung inyong pangalan, nice po rin namin i-recognize dito sa ating kalagitnaan. Meron po ba? Wala po. Okay. After the second service po, you will join back with your host for a while for a short talk, a short refreshment, at kung meron po kayong panalangin na nais ipanalangin, tanong nyo po rin sa kanila kung meron po kayong nais na malaman tungkol sa Living Word Fellowship. Tayo pong lahat ay stretch forth natin ating mga kamay and let's pray for her. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this opportunity. And we believe, Lord, that this is not an accident, but it's your will, it's your plan. Lord, that you have brought Rose Alonso here in our midst, O God, to hear your words and to know you, Lord, in a deeper way, O God. And whatever need, whatever prayer request, that she may have, Lord, we ask, Lord, that you grant it according to your will, according to your perfect timing, Lord, sa kanyang buhay. And even, Lord, allow her, Lord, to enjoy each moment, Lord, that she spends here, Lord, together with us. At ikaw, Lord, ang mangusap, Lord, sa kanyang puso sa pamamagitan ng iyong mga salita na kanyang maririnig. And Father, may your peace, may your joy, and your spiritual blessings and favor be upon her, Lord. We thank you, we praise you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Tayo pong lahat ay tumakbo at natin siyang batiin at magbatian na rin tayo sa bawat isa.
Natutuwa na makasama natin ang ating mga kapatid sa araw na ito. Yes, yes. Magandang hapon po sa ating lahat. Welcome to our second service. And I do hope and pray that you are indeed joyful, excited na nakasama natin ang ating mga kapatid sa Panginoon this afternoon. So before I share the word, let us go and look for our announcements. We invite everyone to please join us for our early prayer morning. Ito po ay nangyayari every 5 a.m. to 5:45 a.m. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And on a Sunday, it will be a little bit later at 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Lahat po itong prayer na ito, mga kapatid, ay through Zoom. So everyone who want to join, you are all invited to come and join us during this time. We also invite everyone to join us on our Wednesday prayer night. Every first Sunday, third Sunday, and fifth Wednesday, pardon me, this will happen at TLWF FB page. Ito po ay online podcast. Na kung you are available at that time, this happened during 9 p.m. 9 p.m. po ng gabi, it will start. But on the second and fourth Sunday, there will be a prayer night here at the Shekinah Hall. And ito po ay in person and it happened at 7:30 p.m. until 9 p.m. So we invite you to please come and join us during this time. We also invite everyone to please join the Reach Out team. Every Sunday po, they go out and evangelize. If you want to join them later after the second service, they will be outside at the car park there. They gather there. And if you are interested, please look for Brother Rene or Brother Sam. Also, we would like to announce and invite everyone that on the 3rd of April 2026 at 10 a.m., we will have our Good Friday service. Isa lang po ito, but it is a public holiday as well. So please take time to invite your friends to come and join us on this time where we commemorate the time when the Lord Jesus Christ has died on the cross, but of course, he rose again during the time. Also, we would like to invite everyone to please join our water baptism on the 12th of April 2026 after the second service. So if you know someone who is interested in joining this water baptism, please encourage them to join. You may get the form at iConnect. And by the way, if you are a care group leader, encourage your group member to attend the water baptism. But there's a warning that I want to tell us, every one of us. This is not ano na pipilitin po natin sila. This is them who is saying yes to the Lord, and I will follow the water baptism because the Lord Jesus wants me to do it. Hindi po natin sila tatakutin na, sige, pag hindi ka nag-water baptize ay ganito. No, hindi po. This is the same as salvation. We offer it to them, we explain it to them, and it is them who will decide whether they want to do it or not. So ito po ang klaro po sa atin, ito po ano po mga kapatid. And then at that form, the form that you are going to fill it up, please answer those questions that are being stated on that form. Again, hindi po ito sa pilitan, but it is your decision whether you want to follow the Lord Jesus through the water baptism. Okay, so what else? Wow, we are already 29 years old on 29th anniversary, church anniversary, that will happen on the 19th of April, 2026. We will have one service only during that time, and it will start at 10 a.m. So we are announcing this earlier para po masabi natin sa ating mga members or mga kaibigan na isa lang po ang service during that day. Baka po mayroon kayong mga kaibigan or some of you who doesn't know this, darating po sila ng 12 p.m., then our service is already over. So please remind them that on the 19th of April, we will have one service only so that we could have time to fellowship together and truly celebrate the goodness of God for our 29th year anniversary. So that's all for our announcement. And today we will be diving into God's Word. We will continue on the series that the Lord, that Pastor Ruel has been started. These are the names of God, or we call it characters of God. The characters of God that is associated with who He is. So this morning, I make a boo-boo actually. So funny, because I am here trying to read out my notes. Then I realize I forgot to wear my glasses. No wonder, I said, no wonder I cannot see. So the thing is, forgetfulness happens to us without us even knowing. Because we are so used to it that we have our spectacles. Some of my friends, where's my spectacle? Where's my spectacle? Actually, it's here. So it reminds me that our topic about El Rakum, it is God's reminder to Israel through Moses. Because our text today says that in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 27 to 31. So these texts that we are reading and we are going to read are some things that Moses has been reminding the people of Israel of who is this God who is with them and they worship. May I invite everyone to please stand up with me? Let us read these passages from Deuteronomy chapter 4, 27 to 31, reading from NASB. Let us read all together. The Lord will scatter you among the peoples, and you will be left few in number among the nations where the Lord drives you. There you will serve gods, the work of human hands, woods and stone, which neither you see nor hear, nor eat nor smell anything. But from there will seek the Lord your God, and you will find him if you search for him with all your heart and all your soul. When you are in distress and all these things happen to you, in the latter days you will return to the Lord your God and listen to his voice. For the Lord your God is compassionate God. He will not abandon you nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant with your fathers, which he swore to them. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for gathering us in this place. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the Holy Spirit that is dwelling amongst us. And Lord, I pray that may you just give us understanding as your word is being preached. Let there be, Lord, that your word will be taught in simplicity and clarity. May we be receptive to all the words that you are going to say to us. If it is a word of rebuke, or even you want us to place something or give up something, so be it, Lord. Help us to receive all of this, because we know that you love us so much that you want us to remember these words that you have spoken, even during the time of Moses, long time ago. So, Father, we are asking you that you will be the one who will be glorified and to be magnified at this moment, that nothing else will be exalted but you. This we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Makakaupo na po kayong lahat. Okay, so ngayon po ang ating pag-uusapan is about the book of Deuteronomy. So the text that we have taken is from the book of Deuteronomy chapter 4. So if we look at, I will give you a little bit of background, what is Deuteronomy all about? So the book of Deuteronomy actually is one of the 5 books of the Pentateuch. Ito po yung number 5 book of the Pentateuch, or we call it Torah. So this book contains the laws of the Lord that has been given through Moses. The right term to it is the laws of God, not the laws of Moses. But Moses is the one who had spoken about it. So the book of Deuteronomy is Moses' final address to Israel before they enter the promised land after 40 years in the wilderness. So this book actually is a series of sermons. There are 3 series of sermons that is divided amongst the whole entire book of Deuteronomy. So the text that we have just read, it falls from the first part of this sermon. So we call this, the book of Deuteronomy, the second giving of the law. Kasi kung babalikan po natin ang Exodus, Leviticus, these are where the books where the laws has been stated. So in it, ay makikita natin na isa-isa ay pinagbinasa ni Moses, what are the law that is given to the Israelites. So this law is repeated again in the book of Deuteronomy. So kung babasahin mo, parang parehas lang ang sinasabi sa Exodus and Leviticus. Why? Because Moses is addressing the new generation. He need to repeat again the law that was given to the older generation. Who is this older generation? These older generations are those who had come out of Egypt during the time of slavery, during those who have crossed the Red Sea, when the Red Sea has parted. So in the book of Numbers, there is a census. The first census is that those who are 20 years old and above, fighting men. So they were numbered. Maybe around 600,000 something are numbered there. But this 600 people who are who had been census in ano bang tawag doon? The first one, they disobeyed God. How did they disobey God? They disobey God because they refused to follow God's instruction to go and cross the Jordan River so that they will reach Canaan. Because the promise of God to Abraham is that his descendants, they will stay in Canaan, the place whom he had prepared for them, the land flowing with milk and honey. That's what the Bible describes it. But they refused to go because of the report of these spies that was sent. There are 12 spies. 10 of them says, we don't go there because it's so scary. The people that are staying in Canaan, they are giants. We will suffer and they will eat us up. Only 2 amongst the spies says that if God is pleased with us, he will go with us and we will be able to conquer the land. But they choose to listen to the negative report. That's why God is angry with them because of their disobedience. That's why he let them stay in wilderness for 40 years until such a time that those who were members of those people who has been
censored, they all die in the wilderness. So this next generation that Moses is addressing, they are now the 20 and below. The 20 and below, the next generation. That's why he need to repeat again and read the law to them. He read it again to them so that they will be reminded of what God has for them. So in here, we see that in the book of Deuteronomy, it emphasizes covenant faithfulness, obedience to God's law, and remembrance of God's acts in their history. They are God's covenant people. Israel was chosen by God to be his covenant people. How did they become a covenant people? In the book of Exodus, we will see how the Lord had given the law to Moses. He went up to Mount Sinai for 40 days and 40 nights, and the law was given to him. And then the Lord had instructed Moses, say this to the people. And then the address and the answer of the people when the law is being read, they say, whatever the Lord has said, we will obey. Three times in the book of Exodus, the Israelites say that. Whatever the Lord has said, we will obey. So the law contains obedience. You have to follow this. Basahin nyo na lang po ano. I'm just summarizing what is going on here. And then there is also a consequence of disobedience. So what we have just read, chapter 4, 27 to 31, actually is one of those prophetic words that Moses is saying. So in this book, it highlights that love for God must be expressed through obedience, blessings for faithfulness, and curses for disobedience. Remember, mga kapatid, obedience. If they say they love the Lord, they need to obey the Lord. So what John is saying, remember the book of John. When John says, through the Lord Jesus Christ, if you love me, obey my command. So when John says that, it is not a new command. It has been commanded to the Israelites because they are covenant people of God that they ought to obey him because they love him. So the ultimate expression of obedience is love. Obedience should be expressed through love. It should be expressed by obedience. You cannot say, I love you, but you're not doing what is pleasing to someone that you love. This is like in a relationship between husband and wife. You cannot say you love your spouse, but at her back or his back, you are talking bad things about him or her. That is not love. Because love is something that you do, something that you express through your action, through your deeds, through your words, and even to the inner core of your heart. I do not know how a husband and wife express their love. Of course, you all know I'm not married, right? That's why to you all here who are husband and wife, you should know how to express that. But even if you're not married, you are what? You can express your love through your siblings, through your friends, through your family, through anyone. Because the language that God wants us to know and to learn is the language of love. Because our God is the God of love. So that's why that love for God must express through obedience. That's why when Moses read out chapter 4, verse 27 to 31 to Israelites, he is initiating and he is establishing the fact and the truth that God is El Rakum, the compassionate God. So El means God emphasizing his power and divine strength. His power, his divine strength. He is the all-knowing God, the mighty God. And Rakum It is a Hebrew root mean rakam, to have compassion, to show mercy, or to love deeply from the heart. May I ask you, if you say you love, does it come from the heart or it just come from the mouth? By rights, when you say you love someone, it should come from the heart. Kasi kung sa bunga nga lang yun, wala yun. Pang ano lang yun? Pang what do you mean? You just want to please someone. But if you truly say you love from the heart, that is the inner expression that you have. And God is like that. It came from Him. That is Him. That is His attribute. He is the God of love. So El Rakum means the compassionate or the merciful God. It reveals God's tender mercy and sympathetic love towards His people, even when they fail. So remember, mga kapatid, I have just said that they are God's covenant people. He told them, the Lord told them to obey Him. Marami siyang sinabi to obedience. Na ano natin, there are at least 600 something law. Kung babasahin natin ang entire law, and you repeat it, Exodus, Leviticus, tayo po ay aantukin. But the law is given for the sake of the people, so that they have some guidance, so that when they enter the promised land, they would be able to live a life that is pleasing to God. Because covenant people, they were set aside, segregated, consecrated. They are not supposed to live out just the same as the Canaanites. The same with us, mga kapatid. We are God's people. We are in this world. This world, the influence, we can say a lot of influence, not godly ones. But since we profess that we are believers in Christ, we are set apart. We are in the world, but we are not for the world. Para naman makita na, we are different from the world. Because if there's no distinction between a believer and unbeliever, how do you know? How do we know that we are really a believer if there's no transformation in our lives? That's why God wants His people, His covenant people, to be different from the people that they are to live with. When they reach Canaan, the people there are pagan worshiping people. And Israel, they are to worship the one true God. That is El Rakum, the compassionate and merciful God. So God expresses this in the text that we have read. It says here that El Rakum, the God whose heart moved with mercy. Kung babalikan po natin yung ating binasang unang text, the first text that we have just read, in verse 27, in verse 27 to 28, it says there, the Lord will scatter you amongst the people, and you will be left few in number amongst the nations where the Lord drives you. Verse 28, there you will serve gods and work human hands, wood and stone, which neither see nor hear, nor eat or smell anything. So in this text, Deuteronomy 4, 27 to 28, though Moses started to warn them about idolatry. Kasi kung babasahin po natin from chapter 4, from 15, it is a warning about idolatry. The first command of the Lord is that thou shall not bow to any other gods, those who are made of idols. You will only worship Him. That's what He says. Now this part, 27 to 28, it is a prophetic word of Moses. It shifts to a sermon into a prophetic word. Because it says there, because disobedience, God will scatter His people among the nations, leaving only a few survivors. What happened here? When they reached Canaan, they successfully crossed the Jordan River. When they live among the pagans, the pagan worshiping God, they mingle with them and they practice what they do. They know that they should not worship the idols that the Canaanites are worshiping. They are not supposed to intermarry with the people who are there. But with their blatant disobedience to God, they do whatever the Lord has said against it. But because of that disobedience, in this word that we are just read, is that they will be scattered in some places. The first one is that the Assyrians has scattered the northern kingdom in the provinces of Assyria. That will happen in 722 BC. And then the next one, because the kingdom has been splitted from the northern kingdom to the southern kingdom. Then the last one is the southern kingdom, that is Judah. Judah went into an exile in the land of Babylon, taken by Nebuchadnezzar. So he placed them there. That's why it says here, he will scatter them and they will be there because of their disobedience. So God has to chastise or discipline his people because they had been disobedient to him. Remember, this covenant states that when they disobey, God will have to discipline them. So because of that, they have to stay in exile for 70 years. For 70 years, they are there. For 70 years, they have been there. So the thing is God too harsh when he did that to Israel? I should say no. Because as a father, or as someone who knows what is best for his people, he will discipline those that he loves. He will not discipline those that he don't know and he don't love. So if God could do that and discipline them, he disciplined them so that he could, that blessing that he have said to them will flow out of them, so that they will realize that they are God's people. They are supposed to follow what God is saying to them. So it is not harsh, but sometimes discipline is necessary when your people are not doing what they are supposed to do. The same thing with you, parents. I'm talking to all my brothers and sisters here who are parents, who has your children. If you love your child and you see that your child is living a wayward life, will you execute discipline? Will you execute some changes because you love them and you want to place them at the right path? Discipline is not easy. Discipline is painful, mga kapatid. Discipline, you have to do tough love. Tough love, because it is not pleasant for a parent to whip or to scold their children. I know that. I do not have a kid, but I take care of three boys. And I know how it is painful to see a boy who is crying when his parent is being, when he is has been beaten. Noong araw kasi uso pa ang rutan. Ngayon no more. You don't cane your children now, or else you will be accused of abuse. But one thing that I have learned during my time of growing up, my mother always, ako'y pasaway nga rin. He always beat me with the, alam niyo yung, before we have this kind of cane, from the bamboo tree, rotan, yun yung talagang windy whip like that, really it will what, in your bam-bam, you can see the mark there. During the time that my mother is caning me or scolding me because of the things that I do, my heart is so resentful to her. My heart is so resentful to my parents because I feel that I'm not loved. Because how come that they always scold me this and that? But when I grow older, of course, now I'm older, I realize that if my parents have not done so, I do not know what kind of life I have. I appreciate and I'm thankful to them that they taught me how to have a character that is not na hindi pasaway. It is not good. It is not pleasing. That's why I'm talking to you now, my brothers and sisters, my little brothers and sisters who are in your teens, who you are still in this, sabihin natin, you are so young that when your parents discipline you, of course, it's not nice. It's not very pleasant to hear. You may say that, Mom, you're so naggy. Dad, you always say this. But actually, they mean well for you. It is not for them that they are doing those things. It is for you why they are doing that. So I'm talking to you all. Those who are looking at me now, I know where you are. Appreciate what they are doing. Because they mean well. The love of a parent to a child is something that you need to appreciate. Appreciate what they do. Don't be like the Israelites. The Israelites, they even complain. All the provisions of God to them, day in, day out, they give them manna, they give them quail. But at the end of the day, they even complain that, what do we get? Manna in the morning, always manna in the morning. All miss quail, this and that. We rather go back to Egypt. That's what Israel does. They like to complain, keep on complaining, and again and again and again. May we learn from this situation. Whatever age group we have, we are still a child of someone. Hindi ibig sabihin na matatanda na po tayo, we are not supposed to obey our parents. Do you know that the command that you obey your parents comes with a blessing? This is one of the law that God says that obeying our parents comes with a blessing. Hindi ito po Mother's Day or Father's Day sermon, ano po? But it comes because God is God, a father to his children. And we are all children of someone. And those who are parents here, don't withhold discipline if it is needed. You may say that, how do you know? How do I know? Well, I know because I've been through such kind of thing. It is good that my parents disciplined me before. I truly appreciate that. So in verse 24 to 27, it also says, they will serve as idols made of human hands, objects that cannot see and hear or smell. So in that land where they are, in Babylon, under King Nebuchadnezzar during that time, they were there because it is God's will for them to be there. Actually, though they are in exile, they prosper. They prosper in the land of Babylon. They were blessed by God. That's why if you look at the life of Daniel, the life of Nehemiah, the life of Ezra, they are leaders in those lands. Nehemiah is butler to the king. And even Darius is something like a second in command, that he is so close to the king. So you see, even if we are under discipline from God, we can still be blessed by him. Just wait until the Lord will take you out of there. Because this history of Israel, they are taken back and they return to Israel. They return because God made a way for them to return through Cyrus, the king of Persia. That's why the heart of God, El Rakum, is someone that is full of mercy to his people. He will not forget. He will continue to remember his people. That's why God's mercy and justice are not opposites. They are actually two sides of his holy love. And also, his justice ensures that evil is dealt with, and his mercy ensures that sinners can be redeemed. It can be redeemed. He can make a way out of it. And also, God's discipline does not cancel his compassion. He will remain to be compassionate and merciful. Maybe in your mind you're saying, when did I ever disobey God? I do all the things that I am supposed to do. But have you heard the word silent rebellion? What is silent rebellion? What do we say this? Absolutely, a genuine believer is capable of having that kind of silent rebellion. What it says, a subtle resistance to God's authority that may not outwardly be visible, but exists in the heart. Ano pong ibig sabihin nun? Rebellion is not always loud and dynamic or dramatic. Hindi yung you will say upright that I don't want you, Lord, I will do this, I will do that. No. And we need to be aware that silent rebellion is possible to every genuine believer. It says here, even a believer's heart can deceive them in thinking that they are submitting to God while resisting his will in certain areas of their lives. Like what? Rebellion can take a form of pride. What else? Self-reliance, bitterness, spiritual complacency, all quiet forms of resistance to God's lordship. All this are silent rebellion against God. Hindi lang natin ini-express, but inside us, we are resisting what God is telling us to do. We are resisting God to be the Lord of this particular area of our life. While I'm reading this, I say, Lord, I am guilty with this. No one knows, no one see. But actually, I have my silent rebellion. When we try to live our life the way we want, when we fail to trust God with all the things that we know, when we rely on our own understanding, we are actually rebelling against God. Sometimes, when life is good, we have a good job, you have a good job, your family is with you, all your children are all very good, you have your own houses, everything else, life flows so well, be warned that during those times are the times that we don't rely on God anymore. We don't rely because all our needs are provided for us. It is so different when you are in need that you could cry out to God and run to Him. But in everything is abundant. Where is God there? Are you still trusting Him? Is still trust in God when as if your need has been provided every day? No one is sick, everything goes well. Trusting on our own, relying on our own is something that is a rebellion against God. Because God wants His people to rely on Him in whatever area of your life has. But don't worry, because God always make a way. He will always make a way back to Him. That's why it says here, no matter how far we have wandered, God's compassionate heart still invites us to seek Him. That's why in the text that we have read, it speaks about El Rakum, the God who forgives his people when his people repent. So the way out or the way back to God is through repentance. That's why when the Lord said, in verse 27, he says, when you seek me with all of your heart and your soul, you will find him if you search him. So a heart that is seeking God, a heart that is so willing to repent upon the wrong things that we have done, God could always make a way for a sinner to repent. That's why repentance means to turn from sin and self and to turn to God in faith and obedience. It is a change of heart, a change of mind, a change of direction that results into a transformed life. Meaning, you are saying no to those sins that we have done, seeking God and asking God for repentance. Ito na yung confessing to God that, Lord, I'm very sorry. I made it wrong. I fail you big time. I choose the right path. But will you still love me and accept me? And the answer of the Lord is yes. I will continue to receive you as my child because you repent. So repentance means a change. There should be a change. Dahil kung wala pong change, it is not repentance. Repentance is something that we act and say that I will say no to sin and I will move towards God. There should be a change in and transformation in our lives. Because if we, for example, right now, you have been so convicted with the word that your heart is like, oh Lord, I'm so sorry that I have made a mistake. You even cry. But after a while, tomorrow, you go back to where you are. That is not repentance. It is only remorse. Because remorse is the emotion that comes from the heart only. But there is no decision to make the right choice to follow God and turn towards God. That's why repentance comes with faith and obedience, and there should be a decision to say no to the wrong thing that we are doing, but we are to follow and focus on the Lord. It will not be easy, but by His grace and mercy, God will walk with us. That's why God's compassion expresses itself through forgiveness. God forgive. Israel was forgiven by God. That's why they were able to return back to Jerusalem. After 70 years of captivity, God made a way for them through Cyrus, who issued a decree that they will go back to Israel in Jerusalem. And there, they build their lives. There, go back in Jerusalem, they build the temple. They build the wall. And even they build their lives. Of course, it's not easy. They have their ups and downs. But God is always there with them. That's why God El Rakum, who remembers His covenant and restore. So when they return, He restore them back. During the exile, they were able to return to Israel because God is merciful and He remembered His promise to them. In normal setting of a king during that time, when they offend a king, they have to pay for the offense that they have done. But to God, because He is merciful, so long as there is repentance, He is able to restore back anyone who is repentant in their heart. That is different from the other kings. Because the king, the Lord that we are serving and we are worshiping, is a compassionate and merciful God. He does not forget what He had promised. He does not forget that He is a God of love, that He will continue to care and love for His people. That's why it says here, for the Lord your God is compassionate God. He will not abandon you, nor destroy you, nor forget the covenant your father which He swore to them. So Moses is reminding Israel, and he's telling them or warning them that Israel, that the Lord is a merciful, compassionate God. He will not abandon them or forget the covenant he made for their fathers. The God who says this is the same God that we have right now. He is able to restore any kind of rebellion, any kind of disobedience, so long as we go through repentance. Just like the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son in Luke chapter 5. Remember the prodigal son? He is someone that blatantly asks for his inheritance while his father is still alive. It is supposed to be that inheritance should be given when the father is already dead. But it's as if he is killing his father, that give me my inheritance. And he took his inheritance. He lived a life of wild living. And when everything else is gone, he lived with the pigs. He ate whatever the pigs are eating. He slept with them. And when he remembered his father, he says, I will go back to my father. Even if he will not accept me as son, I could be a servant in my father's house. So this father who has been anticipating the return of his son, you know what he did? Far from his house, maybe he is standing up in his house and he saw his son. He recognized his son. His son lived with a kind of, maybe he dressed well when he lived because he's still rich. But when he came back, he is dirty, he is smelly because he has been living with the pigs. But when his father saw him, he recognized him. Could you imagine a father saw his son, knowing that is his son, even if maybe his appearance has been changed because of the way he looked. But you know, he ran. The father ran to the son, embraced him, kissed him, and restored the things that a son should have. He gave him a ring, he gave him a coat, he gave him sandals, and restored him as a son. That is God. That is how God does to his people when they decide to return and repent and, Lord, forgive me. I know that I have been wrong. I know that I failed you big time. I shouldn't have done this, but yet now I'm very sorry. Can I return to you? I can guarantee you with a whole heart when you say that to God. I will accept you. This is what the word of God says. I will restore you. I will be with you. I will not destroy you. I will not leave you. Because you return, then let me be a father to you. So the key to restoration is true repentance. Remembering that our God is merciful. No matter how far or how big what you have done, when you confess and say to the Lord, Lord, I'm sorry. He will not say, o ngayon ka, babalik ka ngayon. Dahil wala ka ng pera, babalik ka ngayon, you need my help. Now then that you are crying because you have been living this wild life, buti nga sa'yo. No, the Lord will not say that. He will say, welcome back, my child. I can restore you. Just trust me. Have faith in me. And we say that in the Lord Jesus Christ is the one who has paid all of this so that we could have that relationship to the Father. Through him, we're able to approach God. Don't lose hope. Our God is merciful. Our God is compassionate, so long as we come to him with a repentant heart. God's compassion is anchored in his covenant faithfulness. He never abandoned his people and always remember His promises. He is the only person I know who keep His promise. I cannot say me, because I have a lot of broken promises. Only God could perform that promise. No matter how long. Remember, He says they will be in exile for 70 years. After 70 years, they take them back. They put them back to where they are. And also, El Rakum, the compassionate God whom we worship, is the one whose heart moves with mercy toward His people, forgiving their sins when they repent, remembering His covenant, and restoring them. So now that we know that our God is merciful, our God is compassionate, whatever form of rebellion we have, whatever form of disobedience we have, mga kapatid, what the Lord wants from us is a sincere repentance, and He will restore us back. That's why, do not forget this. The Israelites are forgetful people, and we are too. We forget. That's why, even if we keep on repeating, saying this again and again, we also forget. But though we are forgetful, He understands us best. He knows us best. That's why His love for us, how do we reciprocate that kind of love? How do we reciprocate that kind of love a father is giving to his child? Is by obeying, is by living out the faith that we have through a transformed life, that when people see us, the glory of God is seen in our lives. This is something that we ought to think of. May we not remember, we may not forget that the God whom we are serving is a merciful and compassionate God. Let us all rise. The song that we are going to sing, may you sing this as your prayer to the Lord. May the lyrics of this song inspire us to love and obey Him, whatever it may cost. May this be a celebration of God's goodness in our lives. May this be a remembrance that our God is good. He is good at all times, and He will remember and He will remain to be good. So while our worship team is getting ready, let us have this prayer of thanksgiving to our God.
Close like no other. I've known you as
goodness.
Your goodness is running out. It's running out to me. Your goodness is running out. It's running out.
Indeed, Lord, we will sing of your goodness. We are grateful that we have a God like you, whose goodness is running after us. Every morning we experience your mercy. Every morning we experience, or every day, every moment of our lives, we experience your faithfulness. Father, across this room, some way or the other, including myself, we have rebelled against you. We have been disobedient to you, and only you who knows that, only you who can say and who can learn and who can know the things that we have done that is against you. Father, today we confess of those things. Forgive us, Lord, when we trust on our own understanding. Forgive us, Lord, when we rely on our own capabilities. Forgive us, Lord, when we don't seek you anymore. Forgive us, Lord, because many times we fail you. But thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, who made a way for us that we can come to you in repentance. Thank you, Lord, for your forgiveness. Thank you for what you have done for us. Help us to remember that El Rakum is our God, who is compassionate and merciful to his people. We praise you, Lord, and we adore you, because you alone deserve all of this. In Christ's name, we declare and we say, Amen and Amen. Let's just give a clap offering to the Lord. Let us raise our hands to receive the benediction. May the Lord our God, the compassionate and merciful one, go with you. May he give you grace to seek him with all your heart. Mercy when you repent, and restoration through his faithful covenant. And may his compassion guide you, sustain you, and bring you back to him always and forevermore. Amen and amen. May you go in peace and love and know that God is our merciful God. God bless you all, my brothers and sisters.